Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
Okay, Nancy, so we stocked up for Halloween, and it was like three kids showed up. So now I'm stuck with 5 pounds of Necco wafers.
Well, that's your fault, Stein, for buying Necco wafers.
Actually, I never liked them. I only got them because we're passive-aggressive that way. But I guess the word got out. I don't know what we're going to do now. Those Necco wafers ain't going to eat themselves.
We had a low turnout, too. I don't know. Was it the weather? Is it that they're all going to the mall or something?
They go to the mall. What do they do in the mall?
Oh, Stein, it's been too long since you hung out with little kids.
No, it's not.
They go to the mall and the merchants give things out. In downtown Edmonds, where I live, they have a wonderful time there. Except there, they get the little teeny tiny candy. They come up to my house, they get the great big giant economy size.
Well, anyway, the end of Halloween kind of signals the commencement of this holiday season. A phrase that every year fills me with existential dread.
I know, Stein, but before we get to the holiday season, we have my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving.
Mine too. It's pretty much the only one we observe.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that and St. Elmo's fire drill. You got any big plans this year?
I'm so excited because this Thanksgiving, I get to use my new KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, the one with the plastic gears that has to lie down and take a nap after it tries to knead bread dough?
No, Stein, that is my new KitchenAid mixer that's horrible and I can't stand it. But I went to Goodwill last week and like there with a beaming light from the heavens. Right down onto an old, gorgeous Hobart KitchenAid mixer. My heart started beating fast. I picked it up lovingly, plugged it in, and it purred like a kitten. The cool thing is that the old attachments fit on the new machine. So I could use the bowl with the handle from my new bad machine and put it on my old great machine. And then that means I get to make rolls in there, my famous Thanksgiving rolls. I'm pretty excited about that. And anything else I need to cook.
We should fill in the folks that don't really know what we're talking about here. There have been a lot of complaints lately about the new run of KitchenAid mixers. They're just not as muscular and tough as the old ones were. And I remember one time when you were over at our place and we were mixing up some dough on my old, good KitchenAid, you said, don't ever get rid of this thing. Okay, how good was the score? What did you pay?
I paid a small Goodwillian fortune for it. It was $100. I had a 20% off coupon from those Chinook books, so I paid $80 for it. Absolutely worth it. I took it home, cleaned it up just a little, plugged it in, and almost cried. I was so happy.
Well, my big plans for Thanksgiving, if I can convince the L&T to go along with it, is I'm not going to make a regular turkey. I want to make this turkey porchetta. It's a turkey breast that you skin. You lay out the skin flat, and then you bone the meat, and then lay it out there. You rub all the seasonings onto the meat and wrap it all up in the skin, tie it up, and roast it that way. It's this boneless turkey breast. It really looks like fun. And I'm going to make the stuffing and these little muffin tins, too. There'll be individual stuffings. It'll be just so precious.
Very clever, Stein. And I think you need to post those recipes so that our listeners who are out there and can't stand the thought of making a great big old turkey can go for it.
Well, I will. They're not my recipes. They're from Kenji at Serious Eats, and he's got step-by-step pictures. That guy ought to send me a commission, but the recipes are really cool. So we'll do all that at kplu.org. Look for it on Food for Thought. With heavy machinery operator Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick.
Rolling his own.
Stein.